T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joined by Bankrate.com analyst Sarah Foster on the KRLD news line. And Sarah, impulse buys, you know, with the advent of the internet and people trying to sell you things, those that are prone to spending money spur of the moment certainly can fall victim to things like this. And you guys just did a survey on impulse buys on social media and the like. What did you find?
Yeah. Well, great to be back here. And I think, you know, you're right. I think social media obviously makes it really hard for us to maybe hold back when it comes to seeing some of those items that are all over our feeds, whether they're advertisements, you know, people we follow. We saw that nearly half of social media users have made an impulse purchase of a product that they saw on social media. But then really more eye-opening is that more often than not, people are regretting at least one of those purchases. So 64% of people said that they regretted making at least one of those buys. And I think obviously what we were talking about, you know, social media is really the perfect kind of place to lean into those impulses. But really in the face of what's going on right now in the economy with high inflation, it's a pretty challenging time to be making a lot of these impulse purchases that you'll later regret.
And sometimes the impulse purchases is just off a simple ad, but sometimes it's an ad from a favorite influencer of yours or something like that. And so, you know, that makes it even more impactful and maybe a little bit more prone to falling into it.
Yeah, I think social media obviously has those hyper-targeted ads where any kind of time that you spend on the internet at all, obviously social media companies and advertising agencies are brilliant here in the fact that they know their target audience, they know who they're going to advertise to. Any kind of time that you spend on the platform, you're going to be inundated with products that are perfectly tailored to you. So that makes it really hard to kind of turn away. And I think obviously, as we've seen, you know, social media companies evolve, a lot of them have recognized this about their platforms and have integrated payment systems already on their platforms. They've made it really easy for users to buy something that they see, whether it's from an advertisement or maybe even something that an influencer is recommending, which obviously we know that influencers, their main job is just to recommend products that you'll later buy. That's how they make their money as well. So it's kind of like a perfect storm on social media. But obviously we know that it's not the full picture and that it's really easy to get sucked into a lot of the comparison game, and especially, you know, the urge to keep up with the Joneses.
Also, those impulse purchases, you mentioned, alluded to it a little bit ago, inflation, like the rest of the products that we see out there, inflation have hit some of those common products as well, like clothing, apparel, or footwear.
Yeah, and I think even especially too, I mean, it's the summer right now, some people are going on vacations. I know especially I do follow influencers myself on Instagram. I see that they're traveling abroad. Makes me feel a little bit of, you know, FOMO here, which we like to call, you know, the fear of missing out. But looking at inflation specifically on those items, I mean, $1,000 airline ticket today would have cost you $783 a year ago. That's extra hundreds of dollars, all to do with inflation. And if you're someone who's really getting sucked into social media, wanting to kind of copy your followers, copy the people that you follow, and you know, following them across over to Europe, I think that can be pretty expensive for our finances right now, especially because of inflation.
So what would your recommendations be as you're combing through Facebook or Instagram or TikTok and trying to avoid these pitfalls?
The best thing that you can do is take the impulsivity out of an impulse purchase. Obviously, lots of us, we all want to treat ourselves. We all want to buy new things that can make life more joyous and rewarding. But it's really those purchases that we later regret where it starts to get tricky. Thinking really hard about an item, making sure it's something that you truly want, and maybe putting yourself in your future shoes, trying to determine if this is something that will continue to make you happy. It's not just, you know, the anticipation of an item arriving in the mail, which for me personally is what gets me really excited. So a lot of financial experts talk about something called the 24-hour rule, which is basically where you put an item in your cart that you want right now and then wait a full day before completely finishing the process, paying for it, buying it. And I think, you know, that waiting period will help us really think about an item before we purchase it. And if it's even more expensive, you know, I'm thinking about furniture, which can sometimes be $1,000. A really good rule of thumb that I'd like to recommend is increasing the waiting period that you take for every $100.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.